Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
This is July 1st, 2012, and this is Porter Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, one of the finest internet radio stations on this planet. And there are a lot of reasons for it, but I'll tell you someday if I ever get a chance to. And this is Dr. Wynn Parker live, and this is a call-in show, 800-313-9443, and the email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I usually get 2,000 to 3,000 emails a show. Bring it on. I answer everybody eventually. True, I've been on a little lag, having some advanced stem cell research processes going on, which, by the way, under Obamacare, who's going to develop my carbon footprint because I've done inventions, saved people's lives and helped the people on the air, done clinical trials, working things through, and survived several wars for Uncle Sam emissions. And what's my carbon footprint? Yeah, that was asked of me. That was asked of me, actually, legally, and not any more than a few weeks ago. And you know what I did? I did something that's out of my character. So I feel I gave the admiral the finger. I gave him the finger. Can you imagine? And walked out. I would have never done that otherwise. I'll do it again. I'll do it again. Now listen, there's a joke. It's in London papers. It's a cartoon, and it's two guys sitting at the bar, and one's a doctor and the other one's a guy drinking. It says under the caption in the ad. And in the cartoon, he says, the doctor's saying to the guy drinking, he says, if not now, when do you want to talk about these test results? So they're at the bar doing that. There's another joke out of financial news in Germany. It shows a guy looking into his iPhone and looking at the picture. And in the picture, it says, the doctor will see you now. Stick out your tongue. And the guy is going, ah, you know. Of course, that's the future of medicine, you see. Is a process of the IT, the information technology. That's the process of that. We have Michael from New York, and we only have a few minutes. I want to get you in, Michael. Are you there, Michael?
Morning. Thank you, Dr. Parker. Dr. Parker, you're a great show, and I, as a scientist, I appreciate your tremendous intellect and insight on especially the water, exposing that for years, like you've said.
Thank you.
And but I have to say, sir, regarding these doctors, their technology, let me give you some examples, sir. Recently I had a case of a girl, 38 years old. They wanted to take her colon out because it was pretty much shot. And within 2 weeks, I had one-third rejuvenated. 2 weeks after that, she's pretty much totally fine. Can I hold on over the break, sir?
Well, we're going to try. Yeah, we have a break coming up, Michael. We'll see what we can do.
Thank you.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Dr. Wynn Parker, just wanted to mention, you know, that people talk about the water and the process of it. You know, the EPA has changed the definition of fracking in such a way that they could, that some of the people are saying, well, it's true that there are certain organic phosphates in the process of the fracking, which is, you know, to get natural gas by using the water, but they don't realize there's 7.5 million liters of water used for each fracking. Of course, that's going to, you know, liters run close to 1,000 cc, but you have a process of about 2.5 million gallons of water on the rough. And they say, well, here we talk about the presentation of the organic phospholites that are a process of the development of infertility in farm animals, and they're trying to say, well, they're trying to keep me from using that as a jump over in humans. And they're saying that I'm creating a national security issue by stopping the drilling of natural gas. So the Congress, the people that have been elected to the Congress, are trying to change laws to outlaw bottles so that people will drink the water. And I've had people on the from the House floor and the Senate say, you got to stop this. You know, you got to stop exposing this to us. We don't want to be blamed for this. And I said, well, how many people do you think you've killed on the cuff? You know, how many people do you think you've affected? You say there's nothing out there. There's no evidence of any kind of process. You know, Lisa Jackson of the EPA says, well, you don't have any documented processes of this. Well, then I must have four mothers who are lying to me when they say that their babies died because they drank the water, and they know it, but they can't totally prove it. They take it to the doctor, and they got kicked out of the clinic. And what about the farmers who lost their animals? What about the people who died in their families? What about the people who have to section off parts of their land because Joe Blow down the road, who also is fracking, says, I have nothing wrong with my cows. I'm making money now because I was failing as a dairy farmer, so I took the money. There are towns all over this country that are taking the money. And the process of saying, there are places in France that you cannot have goat cheese anymore because of fracking. You couldn't have goat cheese anyway because of the radiation from Chernobyl, which is years ago. No, this isn't a rant. This is the development of something real that's out there in the world. And to have a Congress who wants to outlaw the bottles in terms of to force people to drink the tap water, yet they do nothing, nothing about Washington, D.C., that still has the same abortion rate from the defected water and the pipes as it was when I went on air. And I wasn't the one who exposed that. That was an EPA engineer that exposed that. Yes. And he got fired from the EPA for exposing that. And he's been lucky to get a government grant at his new position at the university back east since. That's the real world. I don't know if Michael's still there. I don't mean to run on his toe shoes.
Yeah. No, you're, doctor, that's great, and you're spot on, sir. I agree with everything, and that's why I had to call in, because it's likewise with the medical field for the most part. There's some good doctors, there's some good lawyers, there's some good politicians, but we can count them all on two hands. And the road to hell's paved with good intentions. They all go to bed at night thinking they're saving the world, but they're ending up in hell. That's just how it is. They would have ruined this girl's life at 38 years old by taking her whole colon out. But that's all they know, because they're inept. They're not really into health or restoring health or healing. They're into just ruining your life and under the guise of helping you. And for Lyme, MS, I cure all that fast. I had a girl where she was a terrible accident, going to be out of school for 3 months to a year, an early teenager. And within 2 weeks, she was back in school. 2 months later, she's playing sports. Because I know the real science. It's God's science. It's dirt cheap. It doesn't hardly cost anything. All these people, they're paying pennies to get well, not hundreds or thousands of dollars, because that's how God does it. And so, you know, they can, and I'm all for letting them build their technology, sir. Let's have competition, but do you think they want me around? You think I'll put them all out of business? Let them build their $100,000 machine, but you don't need it with me. I know the problem. It's corruption, unless it's an injury or an infection. Even infections are based on corruption. Injuries are not based on corruption per se. I know it's all corruption-related with disease. I know how to arrest that corruption fast and let the body restore itself real quick. And you don't need sophisticated technology. You need God's technology through Mother Nature. That's all there is to that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know people ask all the time, you know, why I keep presenting it to the public. I said, first of all, I don't know anybody else that's really going to do it without they're trying to sell some kind of product or sort of thing. I'm not selling any product. And the thing is that I'm talking knowledge. And in terms of the process, the basis is knowledge. I've talked to that we have people who do not have radios, who do not have computers that live in the Appalachians, and they write notes, and they have other people send them to me on their computers. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that if you want to hear how people to this day have been affected by the coal mining and the process of the uranium mining, the process of making plutonium and burying it in the Appalachian Mountains and taking it to Carlsbad, New Mexico, and contaminating the earth in radioactivity and the rest of it, and it's all done under the flag of laws that have been passed by Congress people and determining. And then I'll end the phrase and I'll say, well, I'm doing God's work. And every time I've said that, Michael, to a high-level senator or process of people, they know, because I used to be in that circle of a person who reviewed contracts and grants. I was one of the people that you never heard about. I was never supposed to be known. And the thing, there were about 2,000 people like myself, and our job is the government puts it in, he says, well, do you think this project will have some merit? And we review it and give our comments. And then the peer review committee meets, and then they decide if the people are going to get their money to do what it is. But every person I've ever said, I've been on the air for 6.5 years, and every time I talk to a senator in the public, I say I'm doing God's work. Every piece of black atheist aura crap comes out of them, and they think, and they said, don't, you know, it's not God's work, it's our work. And I've never, in my whole time of being on air, talking with anyone, including people that are indirectly, I've not had any contacts with this president because he doesn't like to be touched. I don't like a guy that doesn't like to be touched. That's just my personal thing, okay? You know what I'm saying? You meet a guy and you want to shake his hand and say, how are you? I don't believe your politics, but I like you. And everybody says, well, I like this president. And I tell him, you know, I don't like him. And I don't like him for the reason, I don't like a man that doesn't like to be touched.
You know something? You know, Dr. Wynn, regarding that, there's a video where he was at a conference his first year at term in office somewhere, I believe Europe or maybe Canada, somewhere. There was a bunch of suits. He was having a big meeting. They're all standing in line, and not one guy shook his hand. As he went by at least a dozen and a half men standing there in line to greet them all, he stuck his hand out every time. Nobody would shake his hand. He got so frustrated. So, you see, he got a little taste of...
what it's like, yeah. But you understand, right. my when you do analysis of body language and people and what they do, if a person says to you, I'm doing God's work, at least you have an understanding of the process of God. We have a great movement in this world against Christianity. We have the Muslim Brotherhood who want to release the blind Muslim who put that attack in 1999, wanted to blow up the Twin Towers from below. Of course, that was where some of the gold was stored, so a lot of the gold got melted. The public doesn't know about that. And President Clinton didn't have the guts, to even go to New York and see what the tragedy was like. That's history. I'm not beating up on President Clinton. I kind of, you know, he's a nice...
Let me do that.
You know, yeah, you know, that's somebody else's job. But the thing comes down to, you know, the whole truth is that the process of where we're heading is darkness if we do not change the present system in this country. This is the 4th of July coming up. We have the greatest constitution in the world, and the person that I realize, and this is my opinion, but the Supreme Court justice should be called off the bench. There should be an absolute outrage. There should be in the Congress, instead of this panty waist, weak men that are involved, and some of these nasty women that are involved in Congress should be called on it. But you know what? The guy that got indicted. You want to talk about color? The black guy, let's call it the way it is, from New York, got indicted by the House Representative for corruption and all these houses in Jamaica and the rest of it, and he got reelected. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, so it's a whole
well, that's
process.
Because, Dr. Wynn, you see, in the world of politics, only scum rises to the top. In God's natural order of creation, only cream rises to the top, and that's what we're dealing with. When you were telling them that you're doing God's work, and they got all perturbed at you and insulted, and it's like kryptonite to them, okay, when you use those terms, and they say, well, we're doing our work, then I would have said, yes, and your work is your God, Lucifer.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
that's who your God is.
Yeah, well, that's pretty close. Listen, I got to go, Michael. But
God
I appreciate
bless, Dr. Wynn. Keep
Thank
up
you
the great work, sir.
Thank you very much, and you call again. I want to make a comment about Joseph Stiglitz, who is the Nobel Prize 2001 Nobel Prize in Economics, and he's the one that's at the Rio conference who is interested in the process of the natural resource gradient to replace the gross national product as a way to measure the worth of a nation or the process of what the United Nations calls a settlement. And most of this is in the health care law. And the whole process is his word that there's an evidence across nations, quote, that suggests the link between equality, growth, and stability is to be controlled by courts, unquote. Joseph Stiglitz, author of The Price of Inequality. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
This is Parker Pathway. It's Dr. Wayne Parker, and I'm going to give you a real fast rundown on a few things because of time constraints. The Supreme Court handled a case before the Obama tax case came up, and it was a case called Douglas versus Independent Living Center. And this was in California, and what the Supreme Court did is hand it back to the Ninth Circuit. And this was to block implementation of the California Medicaid rate cuts under the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution. Now, the present opinion, which I didn't invent the term Obama tax, I think that's what some pundits have probably called it, but the whole process of this is that if you have what the Supreme Court was saying to the Ninth Circuit is saying, well, if there's a decision by the Medicaid reimbursement legislation before it becomes law, then once the rate cuts are passed by the state legislature, so you the providers cannot count on going to the federal courts to change it. So in other words, they were already signaling international law governing their cases concerning the rate basis for Medicaid for the states. In other words, when I listen to people talk about the states have their own financial burden, that's true. But they're not telling the public that the implementation of the law as it's passed by a legislature will prevent it from going to the federal court. Now, I find this tyranny. I find this absolutely irreprehensible in terms of the Constitution of the United States, in my opinion. The case was, as I said, was Douglas versus the Independent Living Center for Southern California. You can find the opinion at 565 United States, page 132. 565 means the volume. Volume, United States, when it's U.S., is the United States Supreme Court. And it's federal decision on the Ninth Circuit came in this year. But the court actually issued and put three cases together into one to suppress any development and put it under federal control on the reimbursement of Medicaid. So, and that was the Santa Rosa, well, it was Douglas versus Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital, the Independent Living Center, of course, and then the California Pharmacists Association. And all those cases were joined and put into the place, which makes it makes it tyrannical, and in the process of governing for reimbursement. So this means that when these states go and try to put it forth, and you say, well, we're going to vote on the tax in the Senate, the House has to present on a repeal on July 11th of this year, and they say we're going to repeal. But the whole thing is, if you appeal the health care law based on the Supreme Court, is a legitimate act. The legislatures have been given their opinion by the Supreme Court. But the opinion is written so the Supreme Court is the final law. So the public's not being told that because of the process of Douglas versus Living case. So this means... Let's just give you a little bit of a reality check. There's been a researcher, Max Little at Oxford, who has used computer algorithms to diagnose voice recordings, and his technique can be used to diagnose Parkinson's disease by voice. So, in other words, you can have a nerve system disease. You can cause, for instance, for tremors. And it leads to the loss of mental facilities, and you can detect this by voice. So this particular technique has been shown in clinical trials to be 98% accurate. Now, let's say that this is the process of coming under Medicaid, which was to be considered. The whole process, let's say, they won't want to put that into the reimbursement system. But let's take another experiment at the University of Southern California on a project, and also some Italian scientists have developed a receptor detection system whereby you can block what is called a malfunctioning brain receptor that causes pathological rage in people. And they've had these mice experiments that have been very successful. But the humans have the same receptor. It's zone 7, which is in the hypothalamus on lobe 6 of the brain. Now, I've known about this for a long time, and it can lead to new treatments, you know, for a disorder in patients with Alzheimer's disease and autism and bipolar disorders and schizophrenia. Well, the government says, well, this is a good... research project that can be under the process of Medicaid and under. But you see, when they say Medicaid today under the Douglas case, that means it's under government control, which means that you can have developmental drugs by the government to control brain cortical reflexes. But you can't have a project to diagnose Parkinson's by voice. This is just a simple real-world example of the real world of Obamacare and socialism and tyrannical behavior. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror? Or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this. So what I'm trying to say
the answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago. And you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
This is Bert of Ethelwaves, and I wanted to make a reference to genetic information in the medical health record, which now is law. The process, keep in mind that the process as it stands now under the new health care law, as sanctified by the Supreme Court, is that the patient is really not protected with their genetic information in their medical health record if they do not properly redact the genetic information properly. And part of my algorithm systems and other forms of invention concerning the medical record, which the government has come down hard on me, saying that I can't continue with that process, of that information because they want to have it made special, which is a very big thing to have a patent special because it's a fast track. But they consider it a national security issue because they want to control your genetic record. So the whole point is that I've tied it under the hyperclosteremia system of the determination of the automated diagnostic code to be able to in-run that. Of course, there'll be some examiner who's listening to this program or somebody in the government, which they do, from W202 and in the Dirksen building. And, of course, we have the socialist rats who are in the administration, I call them socialist rats, and that's my opinion. Take it or leave it. And I don't care what political party you are, but I'm going to tell you something. If you think for 1 minute that you're dealing with the process of insurance companies supporting the process and defending the genetic record for their use, you're badly mistaken. I've talked about this many times. This genetic code is essential for your life and the future form of medicine, biomarkers, subtersion, and personalized medicine, which will go out the door under the present health law system. And the protection of your genetic code is at stake. And the whole thing, and I've talked about this on many programs, and I've mentioned the whole process by which there's a developmental system of taking the individuality away from the person, which is in the personal health care law, Affordability Act. We don't have time to cover other processes, the nuances of the loss of your identity. But remember, you are now human property. That is the wording under the United Nations Sustainable Development Act on call the duty to die. You are now human property under the Obamacare Act. Like it or not, and it makes me absolutely furious to think that somebody is in the bin in the process of the end game, you know, and the end game what I call the developmental process, you know, the developmental process. Do you know what the developmental process is? The developmental process is based upon what the elites feel in the Genesis narrative. They base their process, and this is carved on brass plates in secret sanctuaries in Washington. It's a story about God is instructing Noah to build an ark. And it states in the form to bring two of every animal aboard for the great flood. And one day all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, according to Genesis chapter 7. And the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. Unquote. God closed the ark, according to King James, Genesis chapter 7. Of course, all the animals on board were saved, and all the others were destined to perish. And that is the sentence in Latin. The process was taken out in the interpretation by the monks who left out five major books of the Bible. The whole point of the elites on the Endangered Species Act, the process, the criteria for listing species under the Species Act, and the process of the development of the Interior Commerce Review of Code 16, United States Code, Section 1531 to 1599, makes humans as human property, as the end game, which was the force of the human process of the healthcare law. Like it or not, I don't care what your political persuasion is. Wake up, everybody. That is what my bumper music is about. Wake up, everybody. Understand what is going on. Now, I'm going to run through real fast on the process that when the Supreme Court ruled on the phrase, and this is what they call it, in the Supreme Court on the process of tax on human property within the healthcare system. It is called shared responsibility payments. And this is a process. If you do not get health care, the process of this is the determination of the human property decision. That's reality, folks. That's reality. The Supreme Court mandated that it was a tax. Guess how many are reviews in the process? There are 21 taxes. The businesses are to pay a fine. Of course, that's law. I've been talking about that. They fine $2,800 for each person on the payroll if they don't have the tax in the terms of the process of being able to get health care. Of course, the health care stocks, of course, they dropped on the announcement of the decision, but I just opened the first hour of my show of the people that are the groups, the stock groups that will be making a lot of money. And most doctors will not be able to assimilate patients, and most employers cannot keep employees, which will be an outcome under the best type of scenario under the health care law. So Medicaid will become too expensive. In the process of this, there'll be a possible loss of 1 million jobs, is the estimate. And the Beltway, of course, they figure it's more. I figured it close to 2 million jobs. And I have a lot of information that's valid to show that. There'll be a tax on all Americans, the young and poor people, of course, and running $2,000 to $3,000 more and on the income tax form. And this is a whole concept of this one of the sections of the health care law, of course, is talking about the chip in people. And of course, that comes under the acceptance of the different kinds of innovation for the control of the mind and the cortical cortex, which is in the healthcare law. The IRS will have access under the present law to the home income to determine the assessment or the exchange information with insurance companies on any kind of earnings that you have. And of course, there are taxes over certain penalties over tax fines over $30,000 income. And, of course, the people who have waivers in the unions and the process and the pharmaceutical companies and the Catholic churches, there are 12 major Catholic churches who signed on to Obamacare and made their deals with Obama personally in his office. I know who they are. And the whole thing comes down, and of course, this whole concept of contraception and the process and the Catholic Church having a big process and trying to sue for what they are, they have a perfect right to have their religious concept of things develop. But the whole thing of the attacks on Christianity is, if I understand it correctly, the taking out of any reference to religion in the Air Force Academy in Colorado. I had a lot of details about that, but I just haven't been able to put it forth on this show. It is so disturbing that I can't speak of it. So you have on the present healthcare system, if you're in the office, the decisions for making the diagnosis will come through 33 government agencies, and the Independent Advisory Council of Health and Human Services, of course, will have their separate paperwork. Paperwork through the 33 government agencies, as the health care bill stands at this time, is where it is in terms of this. And of course, if you look at it, the whole basis of crossover litigation for law and crossing borders into other countries will now and is now in place. In other words, the concept of the future law in terms of global medical law to cross over into other countries is now in force as soon as the Supreme Court made their decision. You see, it's beyond the concept of jobs at this point. The idea of what makes a micro entity under the patent law is based upon the concept of income on the past three quarters. The basis of the determination of insurance companies appealing over the tax law and developing new ways by which the IRS can access your records is now in the health law. So they have it where they don't deny that this is a redistribution of wealth and who got what. But I'm going to put it to you this way. What about kidney dialysis people versus the hospice patients in the healthcare system? And I'm going to be on air at this moment, and I will call this present present healthcare law the Schiavo Care. You remember when Janet Reno was the attorney general and was involved with Jeb Bush down in Florida, and they wouldn't give Schiavo that cup of water. And those people were out there standing in front of them. They say, well, the husband, of course, the husband had abandoned his wife. She was in a coma saying she couldn't respond. He went off and got married. And the whole thing is, and then he led his life with another woman while he was the only one in there with where there's needles in the wastebasket, which is something that is the rumor that happened. But the whole point was that the attorney general was giving a signal from the federal courts. They didn't deny it. It's in control of who lives and dies, the process of you to get that sustainable water, and the process of the thing on Schiavo. That Schiavo case hit, and Jeb Bush said he didn't have any authority as a governor to intervene. I will never forgive him for that. Never. And the whole thing in Janet Reno should have never gone as far as she did, and she did, and she had the aspect of that, to be able to intervene on the process of life based upon the determination of water. And what do you think is involved in the terms of the Rio Conference and the determination of Shiklaw's economist and the United Nations 2001 Nobel Prize winner for economics to determine the new carbon footprint to replace the gross national product? It's based on water. The process of the carbon footprint determination. There are things that I know about that I will reveal a little at a time as to what is really happening, the determination of who has the duty to die. This is not a game. This is not a process of having a radio show so you can have a process of the sell equipment so that you can be able to be on air. You need the advertisers. But the whole thing comes down, this is a bigger issue in terms of the process, the turning point in our world. It was prophesized in the ark. The elites use the ark as a process of who gets on that ark. And the same as if the people who don't get on the ark will perish. And that's the way they look at it. That's the way they see it. That's the way they determine the grant and proposal systems on vaccines. That's the way they determine the process of the innovations for healthcare. Only certain kinds of ideas will be under the healthcare law. This is not supposition. This is not something that's going on in the future that's going to be brought. This is living in the healthcare law as we speak. So let's say the one project that came in was the idea of virtual water, of course, which is talked about for a long time. How many gallons of water supposedly do you have for making process of food or beef or cheese or growing fruit? Other process. And if you remember Soylent Green, the movie, when Edward G. Robinson, his reward for being a librarian, the keeper of the records, was an apple. An apple was one of the most courageous things that anybody could ever have. Charlton Heston told me on that script that was real. That happened in the terms of the process in an Australian area, which is where the science fiction writer developed that film. And there's a process of where jeans that are worn by women, and women want slim jeans. And the whole process is it takes water to be able to make the process of the cloth for jeans. It's more than 2,500 gallons of water, and a pound of chemicals are needed to make actually one pair of the popular pants and jeans that women want. So what they've done, the women that are involved in Health and Human Services and probably the EPA have made this process exempt so that they can use their 2,500 gallons of water to make the women's legs look slimmer. And this is done by Clariant. It's a chemical company in Switzerland. have created this denim process that reduces the amount of water to make a denim by 92%. So the process is actually using 30% less energy, according to them, and reduces their cotton waste by 87%. So the women, to be slim in terms of the process of wearing the right jeans, is at the top of the list of the process of having what sustainability is in terms of the virtual water. So they're going to put on the carbon footprint, and the process of the replacing the Ghost National product, this is one of the algorithms by the economists, that the woman's jeans, to make them look slimmer, will be given a credit for their 2,500 gallons of water, of virtual water they use, to be in the carbon footprint in their medical record for who lives and dies. This is just a simple example. I have over 4,000 examples of projects like that. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and we only have a few minutes because I have to have my ending story for the show, but I want to make sure I get Chris from Las Vegas. Chris, are you there?
I am, Dr. Wayne, and I'm almost aghast here with the hideous, demonic, delusional, hallucinatory nature of these demented thoughts of these demonic individuals who have concocted and conjured this evil, satanic scheme.
Yeah, it's even. I'm just touching the tip of the iceberg.
I have no doubt, but I just can't believe that our country has come to this, and the Creator Father has allowed these devious demons to take control of our whole government and to blindly lead the sheep off the cliff to total destruction and annihilation.
You take the ancients' teachings. The ancients' teachings had for Solomon, and if you unscramble the word for Solomon, it was the idea of Pleiades, and the front of Hermes was in the circle of life, and that actually he was placed in space in order, according to the ancient mythologies of history. And Solomon, with the untangle, the word lysomatha esthomathisa, which means the process that the great wisdom was life itself, which was the real temple. And that was the basis of Solomon. And so when they asked the question under the ancient writings, it was not the question of asking for God. It was the question of asking for the temple. And the temple was wisdom, and the wisdom was the body. So they knew at that time, when, according to the ancient writings, that the apple that was given in the Garden of Eden in the ancient writings was actually a change of the DNA code through the process of growth within the fruit of life. And that was the symbol. So there, that's the ancient writings. Now, if you take that ancient writing and transport it to the present process of telemedicine, which is covered by Comcast, United Health Group, Dr. Ackerman, a professor at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine, the whole process is to be able to feed by using computers and iPhones, like that joke I talked about that was in the London Financial Times, use of the iPhone for the diagnosing of the process. This is all going on. They plan to put this whole chip within television, which they have done. And the whole process of the idea of telemedicine will be out of, like, 1984, and which was the science fiction book. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that they're saying their God is their person, by which, in other words, they've taken, the elites have taken the wisdoms of the ancients in reality, turned them into the ark, turned them into the process, and using the future control is through telemedicine. Why do you think that I can have, I help put together processes of codes that are going to be necessary to read the electronic medical record and put it in? And you think, and the government is going to give me those kinds of patents. But you know what I kept out? I kept out the chip algorithm of King Solomon. Now, you're hearing something, Chris, that no one knows. It's just between you and me. And I'm not going to give the government that. We'll see you at the next show, Chris.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling. This is Parker Pathway signing off for July 1st, 2012. July 4th, praise the troops. Praise them. Kiss the ground they walk on. If it wasn't for them to show the symbology of the struggle to have freedom in this country, God bless America. Support RBN. And God bless those people and those loves that support me out there in that desert.